So I had to share 10 things that I learned from the Committed to the Craft conference this past weekend. Amazing event, well worth the investment, well worth the time. Meeting three goats, Phil Handy, Rob Fodor, and Gannon Baker. Meeting Phil Morrison was a pleasure. Some of these people that we talked to in online but haven't seen in person was great. So 10 takeaways, but man, when I tell you I have notes and notes and pages of notes, and this doesn't even cover a quarter of the information. These are just some of the things that come to mind first that stood out when I reviewed the notes that I took. So first few are from Corey Harris. Honestly, Corey was phenomenal to listen to. Corey said that he has a timetable for the goals that he has. So anytime he takes a job, he has a timetable for how long he's going to be at that job. But more importantly, he has a timetable for the impact that he wants to make while he's here. So, not playing around with the time that we think that we have, but having a timetable makes things real. There's a sense of urgency and it makes sense, whether it's a job or it's some kind of impact we want to have on our athletes and parents' lives. Second thing Corey said was that the solution is near to the pain point. Whether it's a pain point of you coaching alongside others who are more knowledgeable and going against other people for a position where they're more knowledgeable, going, whatever the pain point is, the solution is near to that pain point. So draw closer to it and you may find the solution a little sooner than you realized. Everybody has a story and I need the mastermind. That's also another Corey Harris axiom there. And to touch on that a little bit more, Corey really was saying that he's not Gannon, he's not Phil, he's not other people, he's himself, and him and himself and everyone else, we're all Rolls Royces, right? We definitely undervalue and degrade and debase our value at times and don't realize that our own story is unique and more than enough. Train the player, not the name. Train the player, not the name. That's something that Phil Handy said. Of course, he's coaching, he's teaching, he's training guys like AD. He's training LeBron. He's training Kobe. He's training Kyrie. He's training Kawhi. He's trained some very, very good players and some superstars as well. And he always says, train the player, not the name. That stood out. Your net worth leads to your net worth. That's not how exactly how he said it. I have to look at my notes to see, but man, it basically was something that Gannon said that stood out so much. So one, have a timetable with the goals and with the impact I want to have. Two, the solution is near the pain point. Three, everybody has a story. I need the mastermind. Four, train the player, not the name. Everyone gets treated with respect, the same respect. Number five, your net worth leads to your network or net worth over network, basically saying, I mean, what's your value? Like, why are you basing your success off of nepotism? Are you hoping on nepotism? Are you asking for handouts? Or are you working on your craft so much to where they can't ignore you and building a net worth, your net value based on your skill set and your expertise to where it introduces you, it takes you to a network that you want? Number six, be an expert. Youth coaches could be that. Rob Fodor made a great comment, and he said, why can't the expert? Why does the expert have to be an NBA coach? Why can't it be a middle school girls basketball coach?" And the room started laughing, the gym started laughing. But he said, "I'm serious. Like, why is that funny? It's funny, but why is it funny? Why can't the middle school girls basketball coach be the expert at what he does and be one of the best teachers in the nation?" And it's true. And it gave us a great reframe, a great shift in terms of us being experts at our craft where we are right now, because no job is too small. Another thing that Phil Handy said, which I didn't include in this list, which was golden, and the plenty of stories he has about how no job is too small. Number seven, something Rob Fodor said, doing this for money makes us miss the small interactions that show athletes that they matter. And that one is self-explanatory, but it is true. It makes a lot of sense. And I think we've all overlooked that. Those chances, those opportunities, because we had our mind on money or our mind on something else or our mind on something that wasn't as important as the time on task and that athlete that was right in front of us. Number eight, something Gannon said, we either coach it or we allow it. We either coach it or we allow it. And that's basically saying we need to take accountability for how parents treat us, how athletes talk to us, what an athlete does. We either coach it slash parent it or allow it. Number nine, building relationships start on the court. So doing our job, being experts at our craft, making sure that we show the athlete that we've done our due diligence. That's how the relationships start to build. And then they follow off the court. So do our job on the court first, and then they follow off the court. The walls break down, the trust is built, and then we can get more accomplished. Something that Phil Handy said. And one thing I'll add here to make it 10, there is no balance, right? Like, that's something that most of these guys said. There is no balance. There's obsession with being an expert in your craft, and it's hard to strike a balance, a harmony between rest, between working. So don't even try. Like, if you want to be great at it, if you want to be an all-time great, then it requires a lack of the balance. So hopefully those quick 10 points help you out. We'd love to talk about one of these points with you, whether it's in the comments of IG post, email, whatever the case may be. Let's talk about this stuff, and hopefully one of these points help you guys to be better coaches and better trainers out there.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.